IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things. Episode 44. His biggest idea came to him in a bar. Pitching an idea can be a frightening thing, be it in advertising to a client, be it in the ruthless startup world to a venture capitalist, or be it in marriage to a potential spouse. Today's story is about one such pitch, featuring someone with immense talent and a love for technology used like never before. This is the story of Brian and his idea, one that some say changed the world. The idea, the realization, came to Brian when he was in a bar. He knew it would work. He just knew people would love it. Brian's idea, let's just say it was very much in its prototype phase, was not very unlike other ideas at the time, but he knew that with the right funding and the right backing, he could make it a world dominator. Alas, his youthful enthusiasm wasn't shared by those he had pitched the idea to. Certainly, his idea did have some imperfections and perhaps was in a tad unconventional, but surely did not warrant rejection after rejection. But what was Brian to do? After all, in those days, he needed to align with the gatekeepers of the industry. All the big names and even small names turned him down, including a division of the electronics company Philips. Finally, he managed to convince someone named Mike to give him a demo. Just please, Mike, a demo. You will be convinced to fund this, I tell you. Turns out Mike was indeed impressed by what Brian was offering and said, yes, please come over to head office to pitch this to the bosses, the guys who will actually take the call. Brian was ecstatic. He brought his product over to the head office. He and his team were ready, raring to go for the demo. They prepared for this for months and they would be damned if they were going to let this chance go. After a brilliant pitch, which is still spoken about to this day, Brian and his team were told that they would hear back from Mike and his company. They were thrilled. Surely, thought Brian, they had done it. They would now get the funding that is needed and they would go on to show the world that this amazing idea and product and... Wait, what is that? A month later, Brian was told that Mike's company had rejected his product, saying that products like these were on the way out. Instead, they gave the contract to another company that was closer to the headquarters, apparently, because it would involve lower travel costs. What? Let's just say that to this day, Mike's company's successors are kicking themselves over this rejection. Back to Brian. What happened to Brian? What happened to Brian and his product that he was so bullish on? Well, he refused to give up. Sure, he lost the biggest opportunity that he had to pitch, but he was made of sterner stuff. His team was made of sterner stuff, and plow the field, they did. Till the small subsidiary of a major company said, all right, we can take this on, let's do this. It was a decision that transformed both Brian's team and the one that signed it on. For sure, Brian's team, Brian's idea, did as well as expected for the first few years, exceeding expectations of similar such products and even finding international success. But it was the innovations that would come 4 years later that would completely transform not just the company, but some say the world itself. Brian's team, Brian's idea, would embrace technology of the time with a vigor hardly seen by their contemporaries, using it in new ways to produce some astonishing results. Their use of new electronics, creative use of valves, and even physical space completely changed what people thought would be possible. So much so that it is still spoken of today, seen as innovative now as it was all those years, nay, decades ago. Alas, Brian himself could not live to see the ultimate fulfillment of his idea, for he passed away tragically, just as his company was on the cusp of taking off. He died at the young age of 32, already having done in his short life what many, many of his successors would struggle to do in much, much more. If only Brian were alive today to see what he had created, years after it first began, is still counted as among one of the biggest brands, one of the biggest ideas of the 20th century and perhaps even the 21st. It had and continues to have legions of followers. Are you ready to hear the name of said brand? of said idea? It is Apple. Wait, what? Let me explain. You see, I'm not talking about Apple Computer, the makers of the iPod, iPad, iPhone, Macintosh, and the slayers of the headphone jack. No. I'm talking about an other Apple, Apple Corp. So you've never heard of that. I'm not surprised, but you might have heard of some of his team members. Team members who change their industry completely with a mix of incredible talent and a love for technology and innovation. Team members who changed the world even. Team members who were told by Mike's company during a famous pitch that what they were bringing to the table was obsolete and on its way out. Or to give the exact phrase used by Dick Rowe, who headed talent management for Decca Records, groups with guitars are on the way out. Thankfully, Brian found a willing partner in George from the other company who would eventually fund Brian's project, one that would dominate music, pop culture, and the world for the next 8 years, releasing their last 4 albums under the label that they would create, Apple Records, a division of Apple Corp, a company set up 10 years before our friends Jobs and Wozniak got together. Both Brian and George have interchangeably been given an honorific title for their role in making this product as big as it ended up becoming. And while it's certainly true that the product had a lot of talent on its own, without the managerial skills of Brian Epstein and the musical direction provided by George Martin, they probably would just still be playing gigs at the Cavern, that bar where Brian first got the idea that those 4 musicians on stage were meant for bigger things. Brian Epstein and George Martin would interchangeably be called by those legions of fans the 5th member of this team, or the 5th Beatle. See you next week with another episode from The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.